The cost of living is climbing fast, and a growing number of Americans are leaning on credit cards to make ends meet. The average cardholder carries more than $5,000 in credit card debt, and as interest rates keep climbing, that debt is casting a longer shadow over many families' finances. NPR's Scott Horsley is with us now. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, not so long ago, I remember we learned that a lot of folks were actually paying down their credit card balances. What happened? What turned it around?
You're right. We actually saw a pretty steep drop in credit card debt early in the pandemic, back when people couldn't spend much money going out or traveling, and when the federal government was putting those big relief payments into people's bank accounts. But that has turned around, and credit card debt is now climbing again to near record levels. Some of that, of course, is being driven by inflation. Mel Murphy in Spokane probably speaks for a lot of people. She was working last year as a part-time custodian, and her rent was gobbling up about two-thirds of her paycheck. So there just wasn't a lot left over for any unexpected expense.
So every time my minivan all of a sudden needed $300 worth of work, or I had an elderly cat, and every time he needed emergency surgery at the vet, it went on the credit cards.
Now, Murphy's been trying hard to pay down her credit card debt, but a survey out this week from Bankrate finds that a growing number of card users, nearly half, are now carrying debt over from month to month, and that debt is getting more and more expensive.
That's a real reality check. How much, Scott, do these interest rates from the Fed actually play into that part?
Yeah, the interest rate on credit cards usually tracks pretty closely with what the Federal Reserve does. And as we know, the Fed has been raising rates aggressively over the last year as it tries to crack down on inflation.
Right.
Every time the Fed boosts its benchmark rate by half a point or three quarters of a point, credit card rates ratchet up as well. And if you carry a balance for a while, that higher interest rate can add hundreds or even thousands of dollars in additional interest costs. Although Bankrate's Ted Rossman says you might not know that just from looking at your monthly credit card bill.
Your minimum payment might only change by a few bucks a month, but the problem is when you drag it out, that's where you really feel it.
The average interest rate on credit cards is now nearly 20%. That's up from just over 16% at the beginning of last year. And when Bankrate did a survey last month, they found more than 4 in 10 credit card holders don't even know what their interest rate is.
So, Scott, what's the best advice here for cardholders like you and me and those listening to cut costs?
Well, of course, the best thing to do if you're carrying credit card debt is pay it off as quickly as you can. But if you have to carry a debt, Rossman says, you should definitely try to minimize the interest expense. Maybe transfer your balance to a zero interest card if you can, or possibly a lower cost personal loan. And Rossman says, don't be swayed by cash back offers on pricey credit cards if you're carrying a balance.
Because it doesn't make sense to pay 20% interest just to get 1 or 2 or even 5% in cash back or airline miles. I really think if you have debt, no shame, a lot of people do, but you've got to put that interest rate first and then worry about rewards later on once you paid it off.
Now, the good news is credit card delinquency rates are still pretty low, but they are expected to climb. And that's just another measure of the hardship that many people are feeling right now from the 1-2 punch of rising prices and rising interest rates.
All right, NPR's Scott Horsley. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.